Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan. We're going to go right to the phones, and joining us from Roxboro State Park is Betsy Healy. Good morning, Betsy.
Good morning. Hi, Terry.
You know, isn't it a beautiful morning?
Oh, it was so pretty coming into the park today. I can't believe the weather.
I know none of us wanted that two record lows we set this week this early. It was quite an adjustment. But once you go through that and you start realizing it's really fall, you just start appreciating it outside more, I think, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And even the animals look more frisky. It's like they're enjoying the warmth after a couple of days.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Hey, you know, there's an event that goes on at Roxboro, and I can't remember how many years. I'm sure you'll tell us. But it started out as kind of a small thing, and it has grown beyond belief. The interest is phenomenal. And that's the International Archaeology Fair Day. Tell us about it.
Right. Well, in the last 8 years, they've started it was national, and now it's an International Archaeology Day, and we've been taking part of it since it began. And we started out with, we would just haul our artifacts out on the patio, and a few people would come by, and then we created a big old fair, and then we outgrew the park. So in about 4 years, we were starting to get 500 or 600 visitors for this. There's a lot of interest in archaeology. So the park has 63 prehistoric sites in it, and we have a lot of artifacts, and we've really worked hard to understand our archaeology and share that information with the public. So we have a bigger event going on now. We're just part of a bigger one now, and we're expecting a lot more people to go to this one. So,
well, you're absolutely right. And, you know, when people will hear archaeology, and I know because I've talked to you about this before, and they think, oh, that sounds kind of stuffy, and it's going to be all this dry information. But it's amazing how much fun it is, isn't it?
It truly is. All right, so there will be some of that dry information for the people who want to go listen to a lecture with all of the dates and the archaeology facts. We actually have lectures that are for the professionals, and we get quite a few of them coming. But we have a kids area with a kids dig and face painting and hot dogs and flint nappers, and you can play lithophones, which are musical rocks. We have 20 booths from different exhibitors. They're giving away swag. It's a really big event. It's at Roxboro Intermediate School, but then we also have 5 sites where you can go visit and do archaeology activities there. So here at the park from 10 till 2, we still have our patio fair. We just have the kids area is over at the Roxboro Intermediate School with the big expo. But we do walks out on the beautiful trails here and amongst the red rocks and describe, you know, 5 of our prehistoric sites as we do the walk. We'll have our artifacts out. You get to touch real artifacts. Archaeology is, you know, prehistory. It's before people had writing. And it's really exciting when you touch a stone and you know some woman was using this to clear off a hide, or some man used this stone point to kill a mammoth. One of the sites that is associated with the expo is Lamb Spring. It's just a couple of miles from the park, and they have very, very old archaeology and a mammoth skull reproduction, and they're open too. And then we have our fair and walk and talks going. There's also 3 or 4 historical sites in the area that are open, all associated with this. So it's a big deal.
Oh, it really is. You know, I forgot there's people who probably don't realize where Roxboro Park is located. Why don't you kind of tell them the location and describe the layout of the park?
Sure. It's about 45 minutes from downtown. If you take C-470 to Wadsworth and go south until basically it ends, you go left on Waterton Road and it tees and you make a right. And you either get to the school for the expo or to the park. And, you know, of course, the park has the park entry fee, but other than that, everything we do is free. We have over 100 naturalists. And I'll give you an example. tomorrow night's our moonlight hike, and we've got like 55 people signed up to go to that. 2 weeks from now, we have our homestead hike where we go into the back roads of the park. We don't charge anything for this to have half a dozen volunteers do these guided hikes. And the same thing with Archaeology Day. The rocks are beautiful. The trees are, the colors are changing. I passed a herd of 20 deer this morning coming into the park, which is the biggest herd I've ever seen. So,
well, you're absolutely right. It's just it's a phenomenal place, you know. And this date, it's next weekend, 10/19. But there's a lot to do at Roxborough Park almost any day you come, isn't there?
Absolutely. We have every Saturday we have a volunteer on the patio doing some kind of program. Every month we have themes of programs. We are always got something going on. We have, like I said, 100 naturalists, all of them trained. We lead school groups. You know, the geology, it's 1.5 billion years of geology that you can see from the patio. It's just an amazing place. It's a real gem, and it's so close to downtown that, you know, we get a lot of visitors, but the trails are laid out so that you don't run into each other. There's no dogs or bicycles, so you see a lot of wildlife. I've seen on the board, I noticed that we've had bear sightings and cougar sightings and, of course, mule deer. So it's, the wildflowers here in May are amazing. It's a beautiful place, and it's, our mission is to preserve and protect it, both the natural resources and the cultural resources.
Well, and one of the reasons the archaeology thing is your view of the rock formations and things is phenomenal.
Yeah, so the red rocks actually were considered sacred. Even when the tribes would be warring, they were kind of a demilitarized zone because it's just such a inspirational place to come in, these tall, towering red monoliths and the Dakota hogbacks. It's really an amazing place.
Now, is there information online if people want to know more about the event?
Sure, you just go to the Colorado Parks and Wildlife site, and then where it says places to go, select Roxborough. And you can pull up our quarterly newsletter to see our events, or they definitely will be talking about International Archaeology Day. And then History Colorado is the website for International Archaeology Day for the exact events that are going on the 19th. Starts at 9 o'clock at the school, 10 o'clock here at the park, though.
All right. Sounds awesome, Betsy. Thanks for joining us. Sounds like a great activity.
Well, thanks. I hope everybody comes on out.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. Archaeology Day down at Roxborough Park. You know, Parks and Wildlife provide so many outdoor opportunities, including trail riding. We're going to talk about that when we come back on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.